What is going on, everybody? We are back for season 2, episode 23 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. We've got the art show coming up, so we'll focus on that for a feature story today. But first, we'll get into some news and sports as always. Stick around for another great episode coming your way. We're at that time of year again where you all may be experiencing some spring fever. I know I am, at least. Who doesn't love the first warm days of the year? We do still have some stuff to look forward to, however. If you haven't heard, our academic calendar for the remainder of the school year is here and our graduation dates are all set. The Academy will hold their graduation on Friday, June 7th. Foreigns will be held on Monday, June 10th. And Law will have theirs on Tuesday, June 11th. All three will be held at their respective schools at 5:15 p.m. The middle schools all have theirs the same day on June 6th. East Shore has theirs set for 6:15 at Foreign. West Shore's is at Law, also at 6:15. Harborside's graduation will be held at Parsons at 4:45. We're still waiting on results from the Board of Aldermen for the budget. They will look to come to an agreement for the 2024-25 school year, and we could get a decision any day now or maybe longer. Just be sure to keep on the lookout for a decision, and don't forget to visit our Budget Central page at milfordhead.org for more. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and you can help support our local efforts by participating in the Fitness Field Day and Tug of War, along with live music and vendors. The Fitness Field Day will be held on Sunday, May 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Eisenhower Park. Lots of old school games begin at 9 a.m., including an egg walk, balance games, and a cool walk through the storyboard walk. There will be yoga at 10, tug of war at noon, and music starts around 12:30. There will be vendors, food trucks, and more. For reservations and payment, you can find a link in upcoming news and events at milfordhead.org. Finally, the annual Dash for Danny road race is slated for Saturday, June 8th. The proceeds from this race help fund the Danny Kemp Foundation in honor of Foreign High School star athlete Danny Kemp, who sadly passed away from a rare form of brain cancer. We will definitely remind you as we get closer. That's all we have for news today. Stick around for sports coming up next. Foreign's boys lacrosse team is 7-4 on the season after defeating Brantford on the road 15-4. Their next game will be tomorrow at North Brantford at 11 a.m. Foreign's girls lacrosse team is now a dominant 11-1 on the season. They're on a roll, having won 10 games in a row, and will look to keep the momentum alive on Monday when they travel to take on Lyman Hall. Definitely keep an eye out for them when the playoffs come around. They have just 3 regular season games left on the schedule. Jonathan Law's softball team is also having another great year. They are 10-4 in the season and will look to make it 11 with a win over Harding tomorrow at home at 10:30. Last but certainly not least, Jonathan Law's girls tennis team is coming off a 5-2 win over Sacred Heart Academy. Congratulations to Isabella Gekaj on recently grabbing her 50th career win with a victory over Foreign. She is one of just 3 players in school history to accomplish this feat. That's all for sports today. Our Parsons Perks joke of the day is coming up next. All right, we are back for our Parsons Perks joke of the day. I am here with...
Mia.
All right, let's hear that joke.
Why did the peach buy deodorant?
Why did the peach buy deodorant? Now let's wait and let our listeners have a chance to think of this. We'll give it a couple seconds. Why did the peach buy deodorant? All right, let's hear that punchline.
To freshen up its pits.
To freshen up its pits. All right, Parsons Perks, joke of the day. You heard it here first. Thank you, Mia. This week, we've been seeing our hallways at Parsons getting decorated with art in preparation for our art show. I personally love walking the halls and looking at all the great work created by our students throughout the district. We've got a couple interviews to get into, including Amy Paris, our instructional supervisor for music, art, and library media, foreign art teacher Deanna Dotson, and 4 of her students as well. Let's hear what Amy had to say first. So why do we have this art show?
This is the second year Milford has held a district-wide art show. It's truly a celebration of creativity and talent that showcases the incredible artwork crafted by students from all 14 schools in grades pre-K through 12. It's important to remember that art making is not merely about the end product, it's a journey of exploration, expression, and discovery. Through the process of creating art, students develop essential skills such as problem solving, critical thinking, and communication. They learn to experiment, take risks, and embrace their unique perspectives. It empowers students to find their voices, communicate their thoughts and emotions in a way that transcends language barriers. It's also important to remember that the visual arts play a vital role in our schools, enriching our communities and enhancing the educational experience of our students. It fosters creativity, encourages empathy, and cultural understanding. The arts encourage students to see the world through different lens and to appreciate diverse viewpoints and to recognize the beauty in the world around them. Our district art show not only celebrates the artistic achievements of our students, but also highlights the value of visual arts education in nurturing well-rounded individuals. It's a testament to the dedication of our team of visual arts educators, the support of our district administrators and Board of Education, our community, and most importantly, the boundless creativity of our students. I encourage everyone to take time between May 6th and May 24th to view the show and see the incredible talent and hard work of our student artists.
I was able to stop by Foreign and speak with Deanna Dotson and four of her students. We talked all about what to look forward to and also went into detail about some of the projects we'll be seeing on display.
Can you tell me what it takes for a student to have their artwork selected for the art show?
Usually the student who's selected for the art show shows innovation, creativity, and craftsmanship, and they understand the techniques that they're applying and they use them really well in the work.
What are some of your favorite projects to work on with the students throughout the year?
So in my drawing classes, the dry point etching is one of my favorite projects with the kids. And I also love watercolors with the students and getting them to be inspired to let the water and the pigments interact with each other. I have a lot of favorite projects, so it's hard to choose. But then I would say that the grisé painting, which is a black and white scale painting of an animal, and then they have to give it a fun accessory, that one's a lot of fun. The kids seem to enjoy that too.
Tell me a little bit about your artwork for the art show and what the project entailed.
It included like picking something that you liked, like an animal, and then you were able to decorate it with one object of color.
Mine was an impressionism painting, which was a landscape of something that is close to us or that we have memory of, and I made it for my mom, but we can, you know, have a gift for anyone for it, and then you can use just like any color or style that you prefer.
Mine was an etching type thing, and it was based on like something that was nature-wise.
Mine was based on impressionism, and I made it because I love tulip farms, and I made it so I can give it to my mom as like a gift.
That's all for today's episode. One last thing before we wrap up. We do now have a podcast page on our website. Be sure to check it out in the MilfordEd.org menu to learn more. You can also just search MilfordEd.org/podcast. Make sure to stop by the art show next week. Thank you for listening and tune in next week for our most prevailing stories to date.